Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If the casino legislation becomes law as currently written on Beacon Hill, two of the winners could be the Mashpee Wampanoag Indian Tribe on Cape Cod and or the Aquinna Wampanoag Tribe on Martha's Vineyard. It's because the casino plan grants the tribes the exclusive right to negotiate an agreement with the state to build a casino in southeastern Massachusetts. With us this morning to talk about the possibility of Indian gaming is Harvard professor Joe Kalt, who heads Harvard's project on American Indian economic development. Professor Kalt, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Let me ask, with this latest gambling proposal, how likely is it, do you think, that there will be an Indian casino in Massachusetts?
Well, I think this really raises the likelihood. I think both Aquinna Wampanoag and Mashpee Wampanoag have been trying for years to get something off the ground, so this is a good start for them.
It's pretty obvious what's in it for the tribes involved, but what's in it for the state to have an Indian casino?
Well, I think we've done a lot of research on these casinos, and when you look at them, first, they create a lot of jobs. Second, Massachusetts has had casinos. They've just been down in Connecticut, and one of the things that's going to happen in Massachusetts is that money's going to stay at home. You know, it's a real potential positive for the state of Massachusetts in that sense.
Is it likely that both tribes will get a casino, or do you think that they'll be competing with each other for one casino?
A little hard to say right now, but I think the odds are, the way this legislation is written, we're only going to end up with one Indian casino. Which tribe, maybe both tribes combining, a little hard to say right now.
Where might it be?
Well, everyone keeps talking somewhere down in the sort of southeast coast, Bedford or someplace like that. And I know that both tribes have been looking in that region for a number of years.
I know from what we've read and from what we've heard that some of the tribal folks think that they get a leg up on getting a casino thanks to this legislation. Was that intentional, do you think?
Well, I think so. Both tribes have been working for years to break through the deadlock that's occurred in Massachusetts. Massachusetts has lagged behind a lot of the other states, as you know, in striking compacts, as they're called under the federal law, with tribes. And so this is a big step up for the tribes, but they still have major hurdles. There are some legal problems associated with off-reservation casinos that occur at the federal level, and so it's not a foregone conclusion that this is going to turn out to be successful for the tribes.
Yeah, they have to take land in trust in order to have a piece of property that they can build a casino on.
If they're going to operate it as a federally recognized Indian tribe, that's exactly right. And the current rulings in the U.S. Supreme Court make that very, very difficult.
How so?
Well, in a very famous legal case in the Supreme Court called Carcieri, the court...
Involving the former governor of Rhode Island, Don Carcieri.
Exactly, exactly. And not involving casinos, but involving some land brought into trust for housing, the Supreme Court has put restrictions on the ability of tribes to go out and find land that is off-reservation and not under its control as of 1934. There's a lot of movement in Congress to try to pass legislation that would clean up the situation, but it's not clean yet.
The process of winning federal permission to put land in trust so that you could put housing on it or put a casino on it can be a very long one, as I understand it. And yet, the state has placed a deadline on these tribes to either get that done or maybe lose out on winning one of the three casinos that now appear likely for, or at least possible for, Massachusetts. Do you think that deadline could end up being a legal problem for both the tribes and maybe the state?
I think it could be. The deadline, I think, of July 31st is an awfully tight deadline to get done what needs to be done on the federal side. The states, including Massachusetts, operate under a federal law that requires that they deal with tribes, and there could be some obviously the tribes are going to be struggling mightily to get things done by that deadline. But putting that deadline in place could create some legal issues for the state as well.
In that, if the federal government approves putting land in trust after the deadline passes, the tribes could build a casino essentially without state permission.
Well, then you're really talking some legal fights. You're probably right, but it would obviously end up being quite a legal battle if we got caught in that kind of situation.
Bottom line, Professor, do you think one of these tribes, or maybe the tribes working in concert, will have a casino before the day is out, so to speak?
I think so. I think eventually it's in everybody's interests. As I said, Massachusetts has been sending its money down to Connecticut to the casinos down there. And obviously it's in the interest of the tribes.
Professor Joe Kalt of Harvard's Project on American Indian Economic Development, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.